capturing it is like having your cake and eating it too, right? You're enjoying the moment, but then you can go back to it. Hello, thank you for being here and welcome to A Broad Sense. I am your host, Candace Chapman. So, right after I announced that I'm going to be doing more, I did nothing. And that's not really true because it wasn't that I did nothing, but more that I posted nothing. So, it's really hard not to make mistakes. And editing takes time. And it was that editing time that I didn't have. So that was my silence, not because I wasn't recording, but because I wasn't editing. And I'm trying to keep things really short, because if I keep it short, I think, then I won't have to edit. But I'm not really good at that. So let's try again. Have you ever thought to yourself that what's happening right now is really important? And one day I would love to have some kind of record of it. And I remember that at the start of COVID and the quarantine specifically, and I was thinking, this is something really important, something pivotal, and I'm really going to want to look back at this time and what was going on, what was I thinking, and all those different things, and I really want to record those things. And at that time, I didn't. I kept thinking, yes, I want to do this. And I didn't. And I've had other instances of that where I thought, I really want to record this. And I didn't. And this is another time where I'm thinking right now, I'm making a transition and I really need to take the time to stop and record this somehow. And I'm not doing a really good job at it. And there's two sides of the coins. There's the one side where you really want to enjoy the moment and be in the moment, because so often you see other people and maybe you see yourself doing it where you're experiencing a moment through the lens of your camera, your phone, and you're not really looking at what's happening in front of you. You're looking at the screen. And you can do that in so many ways. And you really want to be there. And it's the same thing like when you have someone who's doing something right now and they're asking about the next thing. Or we're having lunch and asking what's for dinner. And within that, you kind of miss the moment. So on the one hand, there's a lot going on right now, and I want to be here for it. And on the other hand, you want to have some kind of memory of what's going on. And I don't really see an issue with recording or writing for a few minutes what's going on. But editing, oof, maybe that would take me away, because that takes a lot of time. And it would change the moment for me. It's the same way if you ever try to video record something, and I want to video record things, but it changes the whole dynamic of the event, because you're setting up your camera and let's move this way, let's go here, let's get this. It changes the moment. And eventually, maybe, I'll understand how to integrate that into the moment, because as you'll hear with one of my guests, sometimes doing those things doesn't take you away from the moment, but it allows you to really appreciate it and really get in there. And you're noticing things and seeing things that you would not have otherwise. And recently, I started working through the exercises of The Artist's Way, which is a fantastic book, by the way. And I had read it before, and I already knew it was fantastic. But there was something called the morning pages, which were 3 pages of writing in the morning, and it was something like a mind dump. And going through that was amazing, because yes, you're analyzing things and thinking about things that I'm probably would not have otherwise. And there's something in the retelling of things that kind of cements it in my mind. And the same thing for pictures. I watched a TED Talk a long time ago, and there was a man who took 1-second videos of every day of his life. And it was his 30th year of life. And something very important happened during that year. And he said how just having 1 second of every day, he was able to recall everything else that happened that day. And it's easy now with live pictures. You can just take a picture and there's your 1 second. But I realize that's not the case for me, because I tried it, and yeah, 1 second did not allow me to bring up the rest of the day. I could remember that moment, what was happening, but not other moments within that day. And that might be a unique thing, but I tend to live so much in the now that I totally get lost in it. And I gotta say, I love getting lost in the now, and you really should try it. But having pictures of moments, having videos of moments and seconds of moments, and having written accounts of what's happening, because a picture can't necessarily tell you what's happening internally. You can recall some of that, but there's something about recording it that also enhances it. Because you can take a picture, and maybe it's happened to you where you start noticing things in the background that you didn't notice at the time. And you can take a video and the same thing. And while you're writing, you will notice also different things and more. And so what I'm going to try to do is take the moment to record it. But don't make recording it the moment. And I have been working on that for a while. And there was a time when I didn't take pictures of things because I wanted to be there. And I enjoyed that. But then once it's gone, it's gone. And so having some form of talk about it and see the pictures and hear your thoughts, it's like deep diving into this moment and mining all that you can get out of it. So when you're on this journey, or whatever journey you're on, be there and enjoy it. But at the same time, take it for all that it's worth, because time just keeps going. It doesn't stop for anyone. And it didn't take me very long to realize that those things that I thought I would be able to enjoy someday, sometime, that there was always time for that. On a lot of them, I missed that opportunity because I didn't take it, because I thought I had all the time in the world to do so. And so now I just take the time, take the opportunity, enjoy the moment, because there's an expiration date on everything and an expiration date on every experience. And every sunset is unique and every rainy day is unique. And there are choices to be made, because you can't do it all and see it all. But if you know what is really important, what you really want to see and experience, then you can do so. And it's interesting right now, because I have about a month left in my hometown, and people are asking me, what do I want to do? What do I want to see? Where do I want to go? And it's so funny to me, because I've done it. And maybe several times. There are so many things to do in Los Angeles. Trust me, so many things I have not done, and so many places to go. But everything I know about that I wanted to do, I've done it. I've been there. I've gone. Because early on, I realized that opportunities don't last forever. And it's the same with me leaving. The opportunity to leave will not last forever. And so while I have it, I'm going to take it. But at the same time, it's a privilege to live in Los Angeles. And I just ended up there, you know? And it's a great place. And people, you know, spend a lot of resources in order to go and see it and do things. And there are so many people like me who just end up there. But those people just end up there. And they think, wherever you are, it's the same. You think, I have time. One day. It's always there. I can always just do it. And one day that will not be the case. And I realized that early on. And so I don't have anything that I'm trying to real quickly squeeze in my last month here and get done, because I've done it. And if you really want to do it, You will. You'll find a way. And if you don't find a way, then realize that it's just not that important to you. And that's okay too. Because there are some things for sure that I thought about doing and I thought, oh, that'd be cool or whatever. And I haven't done it. But it wasn't that big a deal. And now it's not that big a deal. And so on top of that, I have the pictures, I have the videos, I have the memories that I can look back on. And these different excursions I take, and a lot of them solo excursions, and sometimes I'll take one or two people with me to do these things, and I can talk to them about them, and yeah, be able to mine those moments. And it's something I've been working on over time, the balance between having a good record and being in the moment. And it's interesting, you go from extreme to extreme, right? So one extreme was I would take pictures, but not good pictures. When we went somewhere, I would pull out my camera, snap whatever picture was in front of me, and set it down and not touch it for the rest of the day. And that was my way of, I have the memory, it's there, but it's not in the way. And looking back, I wish I had done differently. And since I've done differently, where now I take a nice picture, one nice photo as quickly as I can, not just any picture as quickly as I can, but one nice photo in a reasonable amount of time, and then put it away. And if there's another nice photo, okay. But not be so strict about it. Because there is something about having the record that makes it really nice. And I've since got out of the habit. But for months, I had been writing every day. And that process really creates beauty out of the most mundane and routine things. And so every day you're doing these same things over and over again, and somehow they become unique, like every sunset and every rainstorm, your mundane things become unique in the examining of them. And so it really is a beautiful thing to be able to enjoy life and really savor the moments. And some of those moments are grand, and some of those moments are trivial, and some of those moments are routine, but they can all be really beautiful moments. And it would be a shame to seek out the thrill in every moment and miss the thrill of the small moments and to wish your life away. So often I hear someone say that, you know, they wish it was the weekend. I wish it was Friday. I wish it was Saturday. I wish it was some other time. And I don't wish my life away. Because if you keep skipping through, fast forwarding through all the moments, all the big grand moments, what are you left with? And there was something that I heard recently, and I wish I could remember where it came from, but they were saying how a lot of the times the big achievements, the great achievements, the grand achievements of people is not that what they did was extraordinary, but that they kept doing it. If you visit a coffee shop, that's nothing extraordinary. But if you visit it, the same coffee shop every day for 20 years, it becomes something grand. And so there is something romanticized about these grand things and these grand places and these grand experiences, and something that is looked over is how grand your everyday can be. And that's what's great about the arts, because you can take a grand picture or video or make a poem or a recording of one moment and really elevate it and bring out the things that make it grand. And I intend to make my life a masterpiece. But the difficulty is in capturing it. But I'll work on that. And until next time, thank you for listening. Again, I'm your host, Candace Chapman. And it was a pleasure to have you here on A Broad Sense. Until next time.